Boston University women's rowing caps its races with Northeastern and Rhode Island, picking up wins in the second Varsity 8 and Varsity 4 while the Huskies take the Council Cup. We're now joined by the director of women's rowing, Malcolm Doldrin. Coach, your overall thoughts on how you felt the team performed on Saturday?
I'm pretty pleased with the results. Lots of good progress across the board. We either reversed some results from last weekend's racing, and certainly closed most, if not all, of the margins. So it was a really good response by the team, really proud of their effort and the progress we made.
Why do you think the team responded that way after last week?
I think a few different pieces of the puzzle. It's great to be healthy. It's we're starting to get people that have been out with illness for quite a bit. But also the training plan. We're designing it in a way that we're not going to be, you know, as fast as we're going to be in June, in late March or early April. It's a progression, and we're racing to put ourselves in position to win the Patriot League and see what we can do from there. And so in order to do that, we've got to train a lot. The volume's high. The intensity is starting to build even more. And I think we're starting to come into to our own right now.
Number of these boats, particularly with your top two eights, you had similar personnel. They switched a little bit of seats here and there. What do you think led to that decision as to fit other people in different places? And how do you think they turned in those results as well?
Yeah, selection is ongoing. We talk about it. Selection starts in September. First day we start to train, and it ends when we shove crews off the dock for championship racing. And so it's an environment that's quite competitive, but I think the women here are also quite compassionate with each other. They know that they need each other to go as fast as they want to go and to be as fast as we want to be as a team. In order to do that, in order to compete with the rest of the league, we got to compete with each other. So the selection piece, the switches, they've been frequent. We've been switching quite often, and people are coming in, getting into new lineups and getting used to it. I think it's great that we have consistency of our style and our stroke technically. So they're adapting to the changes, and I think that it's starting to work. And we just have to stay strong of mind and trust the process and keep moving forward.
Final race day on the Charles this spring. So, of course, for the senior class, this was their final race day on the Charles for their collegiate careers. Understandably, this is only your first year, but you've still been around the boathouse, so you've seen the senior class. What do you think has been the biggest key with this senior class to helping continue to build this program?
You know, I think they're just such a great group of young people. First of all, it's hard enough to be a student at BU, and then to turn around and to do this sport. You know, it's incredible what they do and what they endure every day, and just to be able to go through this thing 4 years, 5 years for some. It's just pretty remarkable to have the resilience to go through it. But then they're just also just wonderful people. All of them are really kind, and they welcomed me in with open arms, and I felt very fortunate to have the opportunity to coach this group in their final collegiate rowing careers.